This is Mindanao Times Headline News.
Today is Wednesday, November 10, 2021, and these are the headlines. Mayor Sara Duterte withdrew her bid for re-election yesterday afternoon at the COMELEC office in Magsaysay Park hours after her brother, Vice Mayor Sebastian Duterte, also formally dropped his candidacy for the city's second highest post. The vice mayor will substitute for his sister and go head-to-head with former 3rd District Representative Roy Elias Lopez. Lopez, a veteran lawmaker and the son of the first city mayor Elias Baguio Lopez, was the only one with the financial and political mettle to pose a serious challenge to the Dutertes in Davao City. The two other candidates for mayor are Teodoro Pena Mantilla and Joseph Hannibal Cervantes. The vice mayor withdrew his candidacy at around 10:30 a.m., only to return around 3:10 p.m. to file his candidacy for mayor. The move only bolstered speculations that Mayor Duterte would join the vice presidential race. In other news, Mayor Sara Duterte sacked her city information officer after the latter was implicated in the buy-bust and raid of an exclusive party at a beach resort in Barangay Pindasan, Mabini, Davao de Oro on November 6. In a statement released by the City Information Office, the chief executive said the former City Information Officer Jeffrey Tupas of the City Government of Davao was involved in a drug raid last November 6 in the municipality of Mabini, province of Davao de Oro. In an earlier statement, Tupas confirmed that he was indeed at the party. The joint elements of Philippine Drug Enforcement Agency 11, National Bureau of Investigation, and the Mabini Municipal Police Station seized about 1.5 million pesos in party drugs, shabu, marijuana, LSD, and liquid ecstasy. In business, an economist projects a hike in the Banco Central ng Pilipinas key rates starting in the first half of 2022 following the higher-than-expected domestic growth in the third quarter of 2021. The Philippine Statistics Authority on Tuesday reported that 7.1% expansion of the economy as measured by gross domestic product or GDP for the three-month period ending September, higher than the negative 11.6% a year ago but slower than the previous quarter's 12%. In 2020, the pandemic resulted in the 9.4% contraction of the domestic economy. With the economy experiencing the impact of the pandemic starting in the first quarter of 2020, monetary authorities decided to slash the BSP's key policy rates by a total of 200 basis points to help ensure sustained economic activity. Jokno vowed to keep the accommodative policy stance as long as necessary, adding economic recovery remains fragile. You are listening to the audio edition of the Mindanao Times. Eternal vigilance is the price of freedom. For more stories, log on to www.mindanaotimes.com.ph or follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Mindanao Times. This is Deborah Uson for the headlines.